بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. Tonight we're listening to the 27th juz of the Quran, which means we are very close to the end of the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasting, our prayers, our charity, and forgive our sins and our shortcomings, and allow us to see many more Ramadans in our lifetime. Ameen. The 27th juz has several surahs, beginning from Surah Al-Dhariyat all the way to Surah Al-Hadid, and most of those surahs talk about imaniyat. They talk about the fundamentals of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of belief in the Day of Judgment, of belief in His Prophets. They contain stories of prophets that went before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that came before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as in Surah Al-Dhariyat and Surah Al-Qamar. And we have accounts of the Day of Judgment, of Jannah and Jahannam, as in Surah Al-Tur and Surah Al-Rahman and Surah Al-Waqi'ah, and parts of that in Surah Al-Hadid as well. And I wanted to focus on a small passage from Surah Al-Tur. In Surah Al-Tur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this Day of Judgment and describes the scene of the state of the disbelievers, where they will be told to enter into the fire. They will be mocked and told that this is the fire that you used to mock and ridicule about, that you used to deny in this life. Now see it. Is it real or not? But on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the special favors that will be given to the believers on that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَعِيمٍ. Verily, those who are the muttaqeen, who lived this life of consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this month of Ramadan was about building that taqwa, and is about building that taqwa, and becoming one of those who is always conscious and aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So verily, those who are the muttaqeen will be in jannatin wa na'im, in gardens and bounties. They will be immersed in all sorts of things that will bring nothing but happiness and joy. فَاكِهِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. They will be enjoying what their Lord will have given to them, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to them, the creator, the designer of those joys and blessings of the day of Jannah, or is nothing other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. وَوَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. And their Lord will have saved them from the punishment of hell. كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. It will be said to them, eat and drink, هَنِيئًا, pleasantly, happily, because of what you used to do. You toiled in this life, you strove, you worked hard, you used to get up early to pray Fajr on time, you used to interrupt your day to pray at different times of the day, you strove and gave from your hard-earned money to those who were less fortunate, you were patient in the face of difficulties and steadfast in the face of temptation, you lived your life striving to fulfill the commands of Allah, now today you get to enjoy. Now is your reward. Eat and drink whatever you want. And in fact, this is a favor from Allah, where He describes it, بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, because of what you used to do. No one really deserves to be in Jannah by virtue of their own efforts. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor the weak and humble efforts that we do and make it such as if a person deserved it. And in fact, one thing I wanted to focus on here was hani'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them, kulu washrabu hani'an. They will be told to enjoy their food and drink hani'an. And this has been explained as without hani'an means that it's going to be without any possibility of getting harmed or hurt by that food and drink. You know, if we think about it in this life, no matter how amazing the food or drink, you know, you might be at an awesome restaurant, or maybe you're at a vacation or a very, you know, high-rated hotel or restaurant, and the food is amazing, the drink is amazing, but you know yourself that your body can only handle so much. at some point you have to stop. Your stomach gets full. Or you know that there are health consequences of going too far. You can't eat so much. Otherwise, you have to start worrying about whether getting a heartburn or, you know, longer term issues of heart disease or diabetes or whatever it may be. In this life, all of the blessings that we have, all of the enjoyments that we can have are still limited, do not have that infinite capability. But, and you know, we witness that on a daily basis here at iftar time. Before iftar, we're very hungry, we're very thirsty. But once we start to eat and drink, you know, you can only eat and drink so much before you realize you're done. You can't have any more. But the pleasures of Jannah will be such that you can eat whatever you want and as much as you want. And there is no worry. There is no concern about any of the downsides. And you will never ever tire of it either. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them that great honor of enjoying and drinking and eating whatever they wanted. And then one may ask that while we're enjoying our blessings in Jannah, and while we're enjoying all of those great pleasures, what about family members? What about other people that we were with in this life, our dear and near family members? Will they be with us? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us in a very unique ayah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقُنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ كُلُّ امْرِئٍ بِمَا كَسَبَ رَهِينٌ. And those who believed and their children followed them in belief, we will join their children with them. أَلْحَقُنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And we will not curtail the reward of any of their deeds at all. None of the reward of their deeds will be lost, neither of the children nor of their parents. كُلُّ امْرِئٍ بِمَا كَسَبَ رَهِينٌ. Everyone will reap what they sowed. This ayah has a very unique bashara, has a very unique glad tiding in it, that the believers, the parents in this ayah, as mentioned in this ayah, may have done more good deeds and may have reached a higher level in Jannah. And one could think that if the parents are at a higher level and the children did not make it to that level, then they would miss their kids and they would miss their family members. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this ayah that He will cause those children that followed their parents in iman but may have not achieved that same level of good deeds to be joined with them at the level of their parents, so as to bring pleasure and contentment to the hearts of their parents. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu reports that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ ذُرِّيَّةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ مَعَهُ فِي دَرَجَتِهِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَإِنْ كَانُوا دُونَهُ فِي الْعَمَلِ لِتَقَرَّ بِهِمْ عَيْنُهُ. And then he recited this ayah. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said that Allah will elevate the ranks of the children of a believer to His rank, even if they did not perform the same level of deeds, in order to bring coolness to the eyes of the parents, to bring contentment to the hearts of the parents. Because the parents' love for their kids is in this life, but it will extend into the next life. And the parents would love to be with their kids, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the kids to be united with their parents. In another report, it's mentioned that a person will enter Jannah and he will ask about his parents, about his wife or his spouse and his kids, where are they? And he'll be told, they didn't achieve the same level that you did. But then he will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will command that they all be united with Him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. No one's deeds will be reduced as a result of this. It is not that the parents will now have to give up some of their deeds to be united with their kids. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the reward and the blessings of those who were not at the same level as the higher level parents, and will cause all of them to be united at the same level. And this is an amazing promise of reward, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ensure that the believers will get to enjoy each other's company in the Akhirah as well, even if the family members were at different levels. But there's a couple things to reflect on here. There's a big condition in the ayah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ. Those who believed and their children followed them in belief. Their children followed them in this iman. And this is a very, very heavy condition. Because without this iman, without this faith and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then even being the child of a prophet could not save the child, as we see in the story of Nuh alayhi salam. Even being the wife of a prophet could not save the wife if the wife was a transgressor. So this emphasizes again the importance of transmitting this iman to our kids, of ensuring that we communicate the importance of belief in Allah and His Prophet, that we impart the love of His Book to our next generations. This is the greatest responsibility that we have, the greatest obligation that we have, that we owe to our kids, especially in a society and at a time when belief in God, belief in Allah, belief in the resurrection, in the life after death, belief in scripture, everything is challenged, everything is questioned, everything is thrown into doubt. We work hard for the physical well-being of our kids. We want to make sure that they're well-fed, that they're well-educated, that they're well-entertained. But what do we do for their iman? Is that something of primary importance, of primary concern in our lives as parents? And we also see in this how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor the love that parents have for their kids in this life, that He will honor that love in the Akhirah if the parents were righteous and the kids and the progeny also followed in iman. And in fact, it goes both ways. In one statement from Abdullah ibn Abbas radhiyallahu anhu, he says, إن كان الآباء أرفع درجة رفع الله الأبناء إلى الآباء وإن كان الأبناء أرفع درجة رفع الله الآباء إلى الأبناء فالآباء داخلون في اسم الذرية. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radhiyallahu anhu, he says in one statement that if the parents were higher, at a higher level than their children, then Allah will elevate the status of their children so that they can join with their parents. But if the reverse is true, if the children were at a higher level of practice, they were more into worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they outdid their parents, then Allah will cause the parents' rank to be increased to join and to join with their kids. And in every family, there are different members of the family that are at different levels of practice. But if we have someone in our family who is at a higher level, who is doing more in terms of extra ibadah, extra recitation of the Quran, extra nawafil and salah, then we should cherish and honor such family members and really aspire to be like them, whether it's a parent or a child. And sometimes, unfortunately, you know, sometimes those family members become the object of ridicule or mockery, that, oh, look at this person, all he does is just pray, all he does is just read Quran. And we never know that those family members could be the reason for our ranks being elevated in the Akhirah. And this shows the vastness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. So this ayah does not excuse our own misbehavior or our own misdeeds or our own, you know, thinking that we have it, that our parents are good, we can go and live the life that we want, that we can sin and transgress and do whatever we want. This is not talking about that. This is rather talking about a family that is dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but some family members, the parents or the children, are at a higher level and are able to do more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them together on the Day of Judgment. And this is one side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is vast, is infinite. Even in this life, if family members have passed away, we can make dua for them, and by that also benefit them. as we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he describes, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْفَعُ الدَّرَجَةَ لِلْعَبْدِ الصَّالِحِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ فَيَقُولُ يَا رَبِّ أَنَّ لِي هَذِهِ فَيَقُولُ بِاسْتِغْفَارِ وَلَدِكَ لَكَ. That verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes elevates the rank of a pious person in Jannah. And he says, why is my rank being elevated? I didn't do any more good deeds. What is happening? And he will be told, it's because your child that you left behind in this dunya is doing istighfar for you. So again, this highlights the importance of transmitting this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this love for the deen, to our next generation in order to increase our level in the akhirah, in order to be united together as a family in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to live by this, to impart these beautiful teachings to our next generation, and especially as we're going through these difficult times and perhaps bonding closer with our family members, we use this time as an opportunity to increase one another in our iman and in our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to grow in this and unite us all in Jannah. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.